Text in your screw-ems to 713-572-4610 to Colin Cowherd for dressing down the Texans.
I didn't think it was that bad.
I didn't mind the dressing down. I minded the points that he made, which talking about in a culture of ego and selfishness. That's the thing that I was bothered by.
Understood.
I'm going to say screw you for playing that clip because I knew a lot of our listeners would actually agree with some of what he said. And like now I'm putting me in dress. Like not that I don't.
That I'm angry at them.
We can have healthy disagreements with our listeners. But like it felt like a kind of morning where I was like, all right, I already got into it with that fraudulent
Patrick
Bet-David guy who attacked Deshaun. And now I got to do this. I can't take on Patrick Bet-David and Colin Cowherd in the same day.
Let's see. Screw y'all for putting that Lindsay Lohan bleep in our ears. My wife unfortunately had it on the other day. It is dumb drunk women arguing with dumb drunk gay men. That's
sounds
about
good.
It pretty much.
That actually sounds intriguing to me.
It sounds like it could be interesting.
I think it's going to be such a train wreck. It's going to be great. Like at least with, you know, I remember when you were watching Seth earlier this year, you really made an effort to make the Jay Cutler, Kristen Cavallari show happen because you thought there were going to be a lot of Jay Cutler.
Yeah.
But there wasn't a lot of it. It ended up being a lot of Kristen Cavallari who's done the reality TV show. She knows how to like portray herself in a certain way.
But it wasn't even, and she wasn't that, and she wasn't really fully committed to it. It ended up being about her lackeys. It wasn't even like when Jay was on it, it was awesome, but it ended up really being about Kristen Cavallari, who this is a problem. I like Kristen Cavallari a lot now based on that show, but she wasn't nearly interesting enough. Like one of the reasons I liked her was like, oh, she's not an attention whore, which is bad for reality TV.
Right.
Give me attention whores.
Or just someone who's really, really stupid, like Lindsay Lohan appears to be.
Yeah.
She was in an interview, by the way, where she was talking with, you know, the guy that she has a crush on in the movie Mean Girls? That guy apparently now like is doing like interviews on for some random television station somewhere, and he had her on as a guest, and he was saying, hey, what did you think of the fact that Ariana Grande had a little scene from Mean Girls that had a bunch of the characters from Mean Girls in it, in her music video? And she's like, well, I mean, I wasn't part of it, but, you know, it's a good time. That's not, people think she's such a mess that she's not even a part of the Mean Girls reunion that was in a music video.
That is unfortunate.
Okay, wait, so they actually had actors.
They had some of the actors from it. Specific guy who was interviewing her, who played, I think, Aaron in that movie.
Oh, okay.
Great movie. I've watched
it. Well, I'm guessing the part of it is that they probably got those people for like $2,500 a day. Or Lindsay. If Lindsay was going to be honest, she'd be like, oh, God, like I'm going to need like $100,000 for that at least. Like, that's why I wasn't in it. But she can't say that. So now, you know what? I'm on Team Lindsay, Paul. You hate her?
I want to watch the show. To my Canadian mother-in-law who is driving me, my wife, and my newborn son insane.
That's racist.
I want to know what she's doing and how the Canadian part relates to what she's doing.
What, is she giving you too much ketchup? Is she being too nice to you? What's up?
She's calling them flapjacks instead of pancakes. Stupid Canadians.
Giving a poutine.
Authentic maple syrup as opposed to the actual sugary substance
corn
that most people
syrup.
Get.
I bet Canadians have more corn syrup than we do.
This is really kind of funny, although obviously don't do this. To Deshaun for not cutting himself after a postseason loss.
Thanks, Patrick. Good text.
He should have gone goth. Yeah. Are there any black goth guys? Like, if you're.
It's an interesting question.
I need this.
I hadn't considered that.
So many texts in 713-572-4610.
You are
we
a black goth.
We might have stumbled into the most racist group in America. I can't remember ever seeing or meeting a black goth person. Are they excluded by the whites? Because, for one, it seems like one of the biggest requirements is that you wear white makeup all the time.
Next time I go to the Galleria, I will do a stakeout at Hot Topic, and I will see how many black people go inside. And we'll make a count.
Is Hot Topic kind of a
Hot
goth
Topic
place?
Is the goth outlet, yeah.
Does it still exist?
I don't know.
Goth? I don't know. There's,
I was wondering that as you were saying.
I gotta be honest with you, like, I've got some weird, I still have a thing, like, my whole life I've kinda had a thing for goth chicks. I think because they kinda resented me because I was they look at me and they think like, oh jock, this guy's a jerk or something. But like, I respect the balls it takes to be goth. And now I kind of got a thing for like aging goth chick. Like I keep trying. I think my wife thinks I'm joking. I think every now and then, and I just kind of like, you know, well, maybe I come home and you're kind of gothed up. And she's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, eh.
Have I told you guys, and I'm not usually into lipstick on women in general.
Not that my wife is aging, by the way. Yeah. But when I see like some of these goth girls that never, sorry, Mike.
That's okay.
I had to get that out there before. I see some of these women that like never stopped being goth.
Yeah.
It still kind of does it for me.
The one thing I realized in the last couple months that I'm kind of into is the darker lipstick. like the almost like grape, the purple, grape, the purple looking kind. Is that weird that I'm kind of into that? I kind of like that vibe. I'm kind of
into
it. You
like the purple hair? You like
not the purple hair, just the lipstick. And I'm usually not into lipstick. Like when women have the bright red lipstick, I'm kind of like, I'm not that big into it. But the purple, I kind of like. It's weird.
Now we're finding out why Mike Meltzer says, "Oh, Paul, that's your type. That's your type."
Exactly,
right there.
Exactly. Yes.
Sounds like you're a necrophilia.
I know, it's a weird deal. Let's see.
Like pale, ashen face with purple lips, cold skin. That's what does it for Mike Meltzer.
I like him. Not moving.
Somebody is saying that there are a lot of black goth people if you go to like Hot Topic.
Okay.
So Hot Topic's where I got to hang out to look for my
Hot Topic.
If I'm on the prowl for an aging goth chick.
The problem is I feel like you're going to see a lot of people that are like in high school. So maybe you should.
I better not.
Maybe you should go somewhere else.
That's a good point.
Hey, who's the creepy guy in the corner? It's all right. I'm just here for the olds. don't worry about me.
To the people who own the house I've lived in for 10 years deciding to sell it, now I have 30 days to move out. I feel you, but I feel as though you should have protected yourself in some way with the lease.
I just got this image now of me like
at Hot Topic.
No, trying to convince my wife, talk her into a threesome with like some 70-year-old goth lady. She's gonna leave me not because of the threesome part, but because of my selections.
To the Texans for that performance on Saturday afternoon at home.
That's the number one.
That is the number one.
I can't say that enough.
To Josh McDaniels for backing out and leaving us to deal with battling Frank Reich for the next X amount of years.
To Seth Payne for not wearing a Bear Bryant hat all the time like I did. There's a picture on my Twitter of me wearing the Bear Bryant hat last night. It was a normal-sized hat, like for a normal human head.
Yep.
I don't have that one, so it looks too stupid. I might get a houndstooth cap now, though.
I like
that'll be my trademark. I'll be the Seth who wears a houndstooth cap.
I think you need to have a different kind of pattern. You got to find your own. Like
Seth who wears a cod piece.
That's just weird.
Exactly.
But why is it weird?
I'll be notable. It's weird. I'll be the guy on television with a cod piece.
Right. Exactly. I mean, Jason Whitlock has the market locked down on tiny little hats that look like they were purchased for pets online.
Yeah. It'll be an understated codpiece. I'm not going to go Calvin Murphy with my codpiece. It'll just be like neutral colors and whatnot.
To the rest of the NFL for hiring all these hot young assistants to run the offense as opposed
to I know
Matt Eberflus, who's been running the Colts defense and doing an unfortunately great job of it.
I wonder, would they have hired Vic Fangio if it weren't for his sex appeal in Denver? I don't know. I don't know if like it's like one end of the spectrum or the other. You're either hot young pinup dude or you're Bruce Arians and Vic Fangio.
Yeah,
there is no in between.
No in between.
No, what's his name there in Cleveland?
Freddie Kitchens.
Freddie Kitchens.
He's
Kitchens
a heavier fellow.
He's not older. He's not younger. Freddie Kitchens. He's your guy. The Big Lead did a story documenting just how atrocious in-house hires have been. Like the average tenure when you take a guy in-house, the average tenure is like 2 years, and it tend to be your Ben McAdoo, Dirk Cutter, Hugh Jackson types.
I mean,
that doesn't speak well to the prospects for Freddie Kitchens.
I saw that, and it didn't really. I didn't really make a big deal of it, just because Freddie Kitchens has been around. Like Freddie Kitchens just joined the Browns this year.
Yeah.
So it is technically an in-house hire, and the reason why he got the job is because of the work he did as OC. But if you look at Freddie Kitchens' background, it's Cowboys, Arizona Cardinals for a long time. Like, he's been around.
All I'm going to say, Mike, we'll go through this in the next serious football segment. It's kind of shocking. Like, at first I thought, like, yeah, but most head coaching hires don't work out. When I read you down this litany of names, you're going to be kind of shocked.
All right, let's see. It's a Pavtex Roberts, Baghdad cousin, Patrick Bet David.
Tehran, get it right.
I have to admit, I think even though it was completely absurd, I think my favorite moment of the Patrick Bet David interview, which you can catch on sportsradio610.com from 2 hours ago, is when he started going into the whole him being in Tehran before the fall of the Ayatollah with all the bombs falling.
Yeah, and that somehow that was the same as Andrew Luck dropping bombs on your ass.
Exactly.
I didn't get it. Did you do the defending Bill O'Brien one?
Nope.
To anyone who defends Bill O'Brien, the moron will never relinquish the offense to someone he didn't groom, so just fire his ass.
Well, we'll see. I think he's going to hire an OC this offseason. I don't know if it's going to be someone from the outside, though.
But that's what his argument theory is, that it's somebody that he groomed. If it's Tim Kelly from staff, and he groomed him, yeah.
To y'all having five-minute side conversations during Screw 'Em.
I know. We can't help it, though. We're just so damn interesting.
I know.
The people who knowingly let R. Kelly... okay, I'll clean this up a little bit. The people who basically enabled R. Kelly to have relations with underage women, because there's always
yes.
Like, there's handlers, there's people that are complicit in all this. I put myself in that position sometimes where, you know, you try to think you're better than people and you want to know for sure, but sometimes when you're in a situation and a superior tells you to do something, so like, let's say you're the personal assistant or something, you're some 24-year-old dude out of college and this is your first big job, you get working with R. Kelly, like that first time where he's like, hey, go talk to those three girls over there and bring them over. And you realize, like, these girls are 15 years old. Like, what do you do in that moment? Like, that's, like, honestly, to, like, walk, to basically be like, okay, this is my dream job. I started working with R. Kelly. Like, are you like, no, dude, this isn't for me. I'm leaving now. Like, I'd like to think that I'd have the balls to do that, but I don't know.
It'd be tough.
And
that's the entire Hollywood industry. Like, I think it's easier said than done to walk away from all this stuff.
It's an interesting conversation, no doubt. Like what you would do in that moment.
A tweet from Cliff. If you think running from a bomb-ravaged third-world country qualifies you to judge Killer Instinct, screw him. I know you have to bomb a third-world country to have Killer Instinct. Come on.
To the Jets hiring the Texans' potential new OC. That is interesting. Like, would O'Brien have brought in a guy like Adam Gase to run his offense? You would think probably not. It doesn't seem like an O'Brien kind of thing to do.
Adam Gase's resume was kind of interesting because the two most notable things he did, I would say, in terms of at least what the public knew and everything, was like, well, okay, it wasn't a complete train wreck with Tim Tebow, and you did actually get you got a playoff win out of Tim Tebow by really managing his strengths and weaknesses,
yeah.
Which is impressive, but that's still not necessarily, that's not what you're hiring somebody for. Like, can you make a bad situation into an okay situation? And then also, oh yeah, and he worked with Peyton Manning and managed him with his declining arm. Like, all right, that's great, I guess. Like, well, can you bring Peyton Manning in then maybe to be the offensive coordinator?
So to that point, I definitely understand how people are going to feel like, oh, you know, Adam Gase worked with Peyton Manning. I'm not defending the hire. I think it's a really questionable hire by the Jets. Seth, if you were an NFL owner, and it's one thing for us to say, well, anybody can work with Peyton Manning. If Peyton Manning gave you a phone call and raved about Adam Gase,
oh,
what would you
about
think?
It.
That's what apparently he did.
Different deal, yeah.
Apparently, like, he did the whole thing like putting in a phone call. Like, in the ESPN.com story about the Adam Gase hiring, Peyton Manning called up Christopher Johnson, who's the Jets CEO now, and he apparently gave a raving review of Adam Gase.
You'd also have to ask the question, though, okay, Peyton, I appreciate that, but tell me this. Did you have HGH sent to Adam Gase at any point? Was there, like, did Adam Gase ever receive HGH so Peyton could be like, whoa, hey, that's my coach. Leave me alone. It's got nothing to do with me and my big forehead, just like he did with his wife. I don't know. These are questions I'm just asking. I'm just asking the HGH question that everybody else seems to have forgotten.
But did Adam Gase get the most out of an HGH helped out quarterback?
Yeah.
So, last one for me.
Gase has never been good since he stopped not juicing, potentially for Peyton Manning.
Last one for me, to Mike Meltzer for not knowing his dear dad's birthday.
I'm in the same category, so screw me as well.
Coming up next...